Time in Africa.
Hello, Miniano. You're tuned to VOA Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. I've got another awesome hour packed with great Pan-African music, interviews with artists, and current music news. Today's playlist includes wonderful music from Nigeria, Ghana, Mali, South Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Morocco. For music news, Eugene Salorm Owusu out of Accra, Ghana, brings us an exciting interview with the popular female vocalist, Afia. And my featured guest artist today is the one and only, Ambole. This high-life Afro-jazz music legend popped in for a visit recently, and we sat together and talked about his music, what he's doing now, and we even listened to a couple of his songs together from his 2014 album called The Different Shades of Ambole. You're gonna love this show! So, like I always say, sit back now, relax, and enjoy it! So let's move out, people! Here's a great new collab for you. It's T-Square and Awilo Longomba.
T-Square, I am a baby!
Whether you like it or not, yeah.
Africa. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Awilo Longomba and P-Square with Enemy Solo.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now, my special guest today is Ambo Lay. He's a music legend in Ghana, a pioneer of highlife music, especially on the jazzier side. And my interview with him is coming up in the middle of the hour today, but here's a preview of his music, a song called Who Made Your Body Like That?
All right, take it. Uh-huh. What you gonna do about it? People. Won't catch you on, I won't tell you, Missy Abadorchi. Get on down, people. Just take it all the kind of booth. Uh-huh. Get on down, people. Hold me up, folks. Beautiful.
everybody. This is Heather. That was the legendary highlife Afro jazz pioneer, Ambolé. He's my special guest today, so stay tuned for our interview and more of his music coming up later in the show.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Ipangilonga nyanyambyewe emeyaka.
All right. So next up, I've got a music request from one of you adorable fans, plus an interview with one of Ghana's top songstresses, Ifia. But first, a shout out is in order from Ojimba Ifianyi Davies. She says, hello, Heather. Greetings from the Voice of America 24-hour FM station in Monrovia. It's Buffalo 94.1 FM. So wonderful. All right, cool. Thanks, Ojimba.
And now, back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
All right, so a newcomer to our Music Time in Africa group, that's on Facebook, Samuel Musa from Kano, Nigeria, posted this. Thank you for accepting me. MTIA has been one of my favorite programs for a very long time. Please play me any song from Brenda of South Africa. God bless Africa. So I'm glad to have you in the group now, Samuel. And here is one of Brenda's songs I found for you. My favorite, Vuli Ndlela.
Vuli Ndlela,
ooh.
Nice. Hello, tout le monde. This is Heather, and that was Brenda Fassi with Vuli Ndalela. That was requested by a new MTIA groupie, Facebook groupie that is, Samuel Musa from Kano, Nigeria.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Telekub, why? But tell me where you're going. Why do we get them mama shop me land?
Them mama shop you land?
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. Now, it's time for music reporter Eugene Salorm Owusu, straight out of Accra. Eugene presents one of Ghana's hottest female vocalists of urban music, Avia.
She is sultry, sassy, ravishing, and sings like a nightingale. Jean Farafozia Efia Awindo, better known musically as Efia, is a Ghanaian singer and songwriter known for her impeccable vocal delivery, the four-time Ghana Music Awards Best Female Vocalist. In an exclusive interview with VOA, talks about her musical journey. Who is Efia?
Efia is a very eclectic, artistic, very fun, open-minded, very spiritual African Ghanaian girl.
How did you get into music?
I did a competition, but before that, I used to sing in church, Assemblies of God, and I did a competition called Stars of the Future. I didn't really plan to enter, but I was around during the audition, and I just tried out, and I got picked.
How would you describe the Stars of the Future experience?
It was really interesting. I met a lot of people that were like me, you know, people that were interested in music. It was fun for me because it was the first time I was interacting with people like that in Ghana, like from all sorts of places. And it was also interesting because it was the first of its kind.
After Stars of the Future, you formed a group. How did that group come about, Irene and Jane?
We formed Irene and Jane. Charter House put us together because of the competition that we did. And we put out an album and we worked together for 3 years. It was really great experience. I learned so much from her, and we traveled and we did shows. You know, we were young, so it was very interesting for us.
Irene and Jane, with the fire, if you're ready for this.
Irene and Jane is disbanded now. What happened?
We were just working together. We just ended our contract and we just decided to do our own thing. We didn't have any kind of bad fallout or anything. It was just an agreement between both of us.
How would you describe the experience so far as a solo artist?
It's not really that different though. It's just that there's another half of me that's not there. But it's always interesting because you find yourself, because you have to do things for yourself. You're not dependent on anybody. You know that you have to do what you have to do when you have to do it because it's your career now. Your career is on the line. So whatever it is that you do to make sure that you go ahead of your game, you will do it. It makes you better when you are on your own.
Little Things is your biggest hit so far. What went into producing it?
That song was written by Asem, which is his amazing writer. It was a couple of years ago. We were working with Richie and they called me that there's a song that I have to do. So we all came together and then we put hands on it. But he was the main brain behind the Little Things. And until today, I really appreciate him for that.
It's the little things that you do makes me love you more. Neman kiswanu ne mami dawu.
Are you in the studio working on any new musical work?
I just put out my first album. It's called Genesis. It's on iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, so you can get it anywhere on my timeline, on my Facebook, Efia Nocturnal, EFYA. Ice Prince is on it, Shady is on it, Sakodia is on it, Mugiz is on it, EL is on it. I have amazing music on it, different selections from different genres that I put together. So that's basically what we're doing right now. We're promoting my new album. Genesis is out, so go get it.
How would you describe your type of music?
I call it Efia music because it's different types. You know, sometimes I mix reggae, sometimes I mix raga, you know, sometimes there's classic music, sometimes there's soul music. I think in the end it's Afro soul. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody. God has been good, but you guys have been great too. The support that you give us from all over the world, wherever you are, if you support my music, I just want to say thank you to you. Keep supporting it. Go get the album. Get it for your whole family. We're coming on tour soon, so look forward to seeing us in the city. really near you. Thank you.
And that was award-winning Ghanaian songstress, Efia. For VOA's Music Time in Africa, this is Eugene Salamosu in Accra, Ghana.
So me pesa me de wuhuwe bufu bishe mimu. Treat me like your brother, eh.
Wow, that was great. Thanks, Eugene and Efia. Yeah, Efia music. Rock on, lady. This is Heather, and we're about in the middle of the hour. Next, I have an amazing song from Morocco, and then we're going to meet Ambolé, the featured guest artist this week. He came by the studio here in Washington last week, and we had a great time listening to a couple of his tunes together and getting to know each other a little bit. So, we'll hear that and more awesome music, too.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right. Here's El Hussein Taouz with Ala al-Watan al-Malik, a song that celebrates God, King, and Nation of his beloved Morocco.
عيشها الملك نغاسي بيسيق لدن هذا أخيد ومربي الشعبك حيث الجن هذا الباغي سيدي ربا داخل الجن يموت بابايا نكالي كنكيا في الهدوى سنة فاقل لي دهت نيقن لباس في غور اللي مسلي احتجن ارسمها في الروح الوطنية للبيبان ناي سنتو الأولين ومرحبا حبي خيايا كالين وديلي تغلب عيشا أخي ونيات الحياة في الجن عيش الملك نغاسي بيسيق لدن المغرب نغيق سيدي سنة النزر أنا أركيس وقلي في جن البلدن كيف ضرب كل كل اليابن أزون كل مغرب وريلي متنقن وفي خيس الخاطر بلي راح تلبل حام تدور واللي تصيح لقن واللي بتقيد نغي سجل سليدا عيش الملك نغاسي بيسيق لدن الشعب المغربي كينات حبا المغربي يبيدي خلدي ضوضا يا نهد يا نور قلي مدى غدي الزن يا وهن ررن مشارك الشرق ديزر نموهن كلا والبكير توهس نقرا
All right, beautiful. Hello, Africa. This is Heather. You're tuned to Music Time in Africa.
This is the Voice of America.
Now, it's time to meet my special guest, the legendary Djedouble Ambolé. This Afro-jazz high-life genius has over 17 albums to his credit. Imagine that. He's received numerous musical awards, too, and is still in full swing. So here we are meeting for the first time when he dropped by the studio to say hi. And we're starting out with a song that he was teaching me. And then we're going to talk about what brings him to D.C. and what kind of music he does. And then we're going to listen to a couple tracks from his 2014 album, The Different Shades of Ambolé.
Baby, you can see the world is getting smaller. You can see.
So Ambolé just popped in unexpectedly, and thanks to Kwame Ofori, who just walked in the office and said, "Oh, there's a legend from Ghana here." I said, What? Okay, let's get him in the studio. So how are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
What are you doing in Washington?
I came down to master my album. That is going to be my next release. So okay. During the nature of the music, I thought that it would be wise to master it here in America. So that's the reason why I brought the music here to do the mastering. And we'll finish doing that anyway.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you did almost the whole album back in Accra?
Yeah.
And now you're doing the mastering here in Washington?
Yeah, here in Washington.
Okay.
Yes. And I think it came out good from what I heard after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you brought some of your other CDs, too.
Yes.
And this one here is called The Different Shades of Ambolé.
Yes.
And this was like 2 years, you said? 2 years ago?
Yes. Away? Released back 2 years, yes.
Okay. So what kind of music do you do?
My music is a combination of high life,
yeah,
Afro, jazz,
okay,
dance music.
Ooh.
Because I believe that when you perform, you need to get connected with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some ways and formats for you to be able to get connected with the audience. So that is the reason why I added the dance part of it. So even when you are enjoying it, you can be tapping your feet and all that.
Right.
And it's working very well.
Oh, that's great. Let's listen to the first cut on this album. It's called I Know They Talk.
Yes. Right. You got the groove.
I know.
I know the talk, I know the lie, when I talk,
I know they lie. I know they talk. I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie.
Yeah.
When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie.
Hey,
son, gotta,
gotta, I love this. This is great.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just loving it. What are you talking about? I know they talk.
Yeah.
I know they lie. What, yeah. What do you mean?
It means that I don't talk and I don't lie.
Oh.
So it means that whatever that I'm going to say is right on the truth.
So you're a man of few words.
Yes.
But when you say something, you mean it.
Exactly.
And it's the truth.
And that's the basic truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. In case you're just tuning in, this is Heather, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. This is an interview / listening session between me and Ghanaian music legend, Jedouble Ambole.
Now, you're a saxophone player and
yes.
a singer.
Yes.
So I really like what you're doing vocally because you're singing your saxophone lines. You mm-hmm. sing just like a saxophone player.
Yes.
That's so hot. Let's hear some more.
When I talk, I need a lie. When I talk, I need a lie. When I talk, I need a lie. I need a talk, I need a lie. When I talk, I need a lie. For this world, when they see black, they say they white. Some people they for this world, so no jealous they for their hearts. That's why they suffer. That's why they know they prosper. But if they don't change their ways, they gon' suffer till that kingdom come. Ah, I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. I know they talk, I know they lie. When I talk, I know they lie. Hey. I know the talk, I know the lie. When I talk, yeah.
is Music Time in Africa.
Hello, y'all. It's Heather, and that was Ambole. There's more of this interview coming up. But first, let's chill to this gorgeous new single by Tiwa Savage featuring Dr. Sid.
I could brag on it. I've been through the fire, I could talk on it. And I heard it on the street that they got love for me.
Oh, show Baba. Now Baba gonna make me turn my swag on. Them they bad to me anytime when the song's on. Them they see the light, they shining, them they wrong come.
Now you see, say we there on the city. I don't think that any one of you can step to titty. I just wanna sing the song song. Break it down, oh yeah, shake it to the jungle, yeah.
Baba God don't bless us, now why we dey talk this matter, eh? Some people want to pull me down, I still dey walk, eh?
No be say them say, no they do like say you know, no. No be say them say, my brother.
Oh yeah, talk for me,
I do pray for love.
And boy, you ain't so gay,
I do pray for love.
Oh yeah, go mole,
I do pray for love.
Jack and Jones, okay.
My brother, if I start to talk, brother, we no going. If I start to count the team with my back on, they don't do it, no going. My sister, we no going. If I start to talk the team with my back on, they don't do it, no going.
My sister,
we no going. You can pop anything, lift the bill for me. When the sun comes on, know your joke for me.
No follow them, they complain. Make you no forget, say Baba God day. Every day is a good day. Holiday from Monday to Sunday.
Oh, yeah, kumole. Oh, yeah, grace, okay. Oh, yeah, quite. I won't show them problem, no day. See my life today. Blessings every day. As they shine so bright.
If they make them, they wonder why we they so composed. Anything we do, we they in control. Anywhere we go, then they won't follow. And anything we touch, we they turn to gold. Oh, yeah, joke for me.
I do pray for love.
And my one is okay.
I do pray for love.
Oh, yeah, kumole.
I do pray for love.
Like I don't, okay.
My brother, if I start to talk, the thing where I don't take my eyes, see we no going. My brother, we no going. If I start to count, the thing where my back on, we don't do it, no going. My sister, we no going. If I start to talk, the thing where my back on, we don't do it, no going.
My sister, we no going.
Everybody, that's Tiwa Savage with If I Start to Talk.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
So, I'm going to play the second and final segment of my listening session with Ambole. Yeah. Now, I say listening session because we're basically sitting in a studio with the mic open, listening to a couple of songs from his most recent CD. This one we're about to hear is called Teacher.
Let's go to the next song.
Teacher.
Tell us about this song real quick.
Because everybody is subject to teaching anyway.
Yeah.
So when you are a baby, your mother is your teacher.
Yeah.
If you go to school, your teacher becomes your teacher.
Uh-huh.
And when you go to university, your lecturer is your teacher.
I see.
Now, if you go to work, then the government becomes your teacher. If you go to the dentist becomes your teacher.
Oh, show.
Yes.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. And it never ends. This is up until the day you die, right?
Yeah.
You've always got a teacher.
Ooh.
Including
the Almighty Himself.
All right. Pull up the volume, will you, Kwame? This is Ambole, everybody. From Ghana, Accra.
Got it. University, lecturer is your teacher. When you go to work and come, government is your teacher. Yeah. I'm trying to remind people,
you always have something to learn.
Teacher is your teacher.
Who are your background singers?
There are two ladies.
Mm-hmm. When you go to your hospital, doctor is your teacher.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to church, pastor is your teacher. When you come to listen to second man, Ambule is your teacher.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now let's go.
Yeah.
When you are picking, your mama is your teacher. When you go to school, uncle, teacher is your teacher. Dentist is your teacher. When you come to listen to second band, Ambule is your teacher.
That's right.
Alright, now let's go now.
Yeah,
it gives the
best. Yeah, that's it. It's not Africa. Brainwash education. Brother, watch out, brother. That's why black men they suffer. You want to be white more than white man. Oh, if you think
teacher is your teacher.
You want to be white more than white man.
So you heard it.
He's your teacher.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not a real band.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
love this.
Oh, you love this?
I do. So you've got saxophone. This is live horns, right?
Yeah, live horns.
You're playing sax?
Yeah, and there's trumpet player.
Uh-huh.
There's a trombone player.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a whole section?
Yes.
They're all Accra
yeah,
guys?
All of them. All these, the recording, everything, all were done by us.
Wow. Do you do a lot of live shows in Accra?
Big time.
Do you?
Yes.
You stay busy?
Yes.
Man, I got to get there. I got to get to Accra.
Yes, yes, yes.
Huh?
And it will be wonderful when we see you there.
Oh, my gosh. You know I'll be on the dance floor.
Oh, I know. Man, you can't wait. I mean, you'll never be able to sit down.
Oh, my goodness.
The music will motivate you to, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you. This is like what some people might call old school music in a way. It's not the new, really.
Yeah.
Your style is unique, but it's not anything really new.
Mm-hmm.
But people still really like this music, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about the younger folks. How are they? Are there a lot of them still trying to do this music, or are a lot of the young artists going to more electronic pop music?
Yes, they are more into electronic, but there's a whole lot of deviation. They've deviated from the real ethnic and the heritage
mm-hmm.
that we have. They're doing more of a copy, you know, from note to note, toe to toe, and all that. Because if some of them be calling themselves dancehall kings and all that, so I used to ask them that, you know, dancehall came from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Jamaicans come here, are you going to tell them you are a better king than them? Because, you know, there has to be something, because every music is based on identity.
Mm-hmm.
Every country has its form of identity towards its music.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based upon all this. We need to be able to put our identification behind our music.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it crosses the borders and they hear it, they will know that, oh, this is coming from this country.
I hear you.
Very important.
I hear you. Do you have young musicians that come around and try to learn from you?
Yes. When we look at them performing and all that, we know the real ones in there,
mm-hmm.
and we know the fake ones
yep.
in there.
Yep.
So we're coming up, bringing up the ones, the real ones, so that we can be able to
Pass on the torch.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
That's really good.
Yeah, very important, yes.
Ambule, so tell us about the new CD. How can people get it? When do you think it'll be ready? And what's the title?
The title is Ketan.
Okay.
It's K-E-T-A-N. I named that album because that's where I attended school.
Oh.
Yeah, so my upbringing and everything is coming right from there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Ketan, K-E-T-A-N.
Yes.
And when do you think it's going to be released?
I think in about 2 months from now.
Terrific.
Yes, it's
going to
be. And
how can people get it?
I'm going to be putting some of on the iTunes and, you know, CD Babies and all that.
Okay.
For the internet. And I'm also going to be having physical CDs so that when I perform anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can be able to let people, because it's always good to have that in your home.
For sure.
Yeah, with you. You can, you know, drive with it. You can, you know, listen to it at home and all
mm-hmm.
that. So that is the whole format.
Okay. Are you coming back for a tour anytime soon?
Yeah, but that will be early part of next year, like from March next year.
Okay. Well, we will all be there, won't we? Kwame, Usama, you're coming too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Ambule, what's your full name, just for the record?
J. Duble.
Ambule. Ambule. That's beautiful. That's poetic already.
Thank you.
Man, you were born ready.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So now you know Ambule. To see this interview, get on my Facebook page, Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, well, there's time for one more song today. Why not round out the hour in the Democratic Republic of Congo? Here's Sam Mangwana with Erica.
Kulinga zali pona mbongo te. Mapenda ina juu ya pesa. Sina la kajena franga to. Olu solo samu na mbongo te.
Oh.
ole shai kumyoi watai kumyoi Poto na matoi, apoti mbangu na avion Eko koma e na mputu vile, soki e bombite, abondi kole la kinyo Sala, tansyo e, na kokende vikese
Sala, tansyo e, na kokende vikese
Sala, tansyo e, na kokende usu
Sala, tansyo e, na kokende usu
Bafwa kutu
Yo, mama pasa.
yeah. Okay, Africa. That was Sam Mangwana with Erica. It's time once again to say goodbye. A big thanks to J. Dublé Ambolé for dropping in to see me here in Washington, D.C. recently. And also, thank you to Eugene Salorm Owusu for that exciting interview with Afia. Remember to get on my Facebook page, too, Music Time in Africa, and you can check out more about the music featured in today's show. And you can also leave comments and suggestions, too. I hope to meet you again next week, Friday at 0900, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. This is VOA Africa. Peace and love. I'm Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.